Hello, Empowered Woman. Welcome to the first episode of 2021 on the Empowered Woman podcast. And today I have a very special guest. I am so excited for you to listen to this one. A great way to start the year. I talked to Lisa Kay, who is an intuition expert and makes intuition easy to access with her clear and understandable step-by-step instructions. Many of Lisa's techniques draw upon her background in psychobiology and metaphysics. We talked about the scientific foundation of intuition, how to connect our left and right brains, and learn to trust ourselves more to make better decisions in life and business. You're welcome. Let's dive in. Welcome back to the Empowered Woman Podcast, the number one show on personal growth, visibility, and profit for women entrepreneurs. If you're wanting to start believing in yourself, giving yourself permission to succeed, and let your voice be heard to make an impact in the world as an entrepreneur, this is the place for you. I am so glad that you're here. My name is Marta Spurk, and I'm your host, triplet mom, woman empowerment coach, and all things motivation extraordinaire. Welcome again, and let's dive into today's episode. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Hey there. Nice to be here with you.
I am so excited to chat and learn a little bit more about you. So quick backstory. I always like to explain a little bit more how I connected with my guests. And I am so excited to have connected with you via Tribe. So because Stu McLaren, who is all things God memberships, and always raves about you. I think it was in one of his mindset calls that he said, some things are just hard to explain and put it in words when you're making decisions with your business. It just feels right. And then he mentioned your name. He said, if you want more information about that stuff, I'm not the go-to person. Talk to Lisa Kay. And then I posted in the group, I was like, who is this person Stu talked about? and then I found you, we connected. And then I invited you to speak to my membership about intuition and about using your intuition to make business decisions. And I absolutely loved your training. I've actually discussed it with my members already, and they loved it as well. How simple, how to the point it was. And most importantly, how it was not as woo as I expected it to be. And we'll talk about that in a minute. But first, I would love not only to welcome you, but to have you explain a little bit more how you got into this. Who is Lisa Kay?
Sure, I'd love to. Number one question, because I actually started out as a scientist and an engineer. And the reason why I started with that is because my whole life, ever since I was little, I always wanted to know how the world works. I want to know why. Why does that happen? And how does it work? Because I figured if I could figure out the world, how it works, I could live a better life, right? I knew I would know how to do it. So, and I just love science. And so I started with science. And I actually got a degree in psychobiology, which is the biological side of psychology, and trying to figure out how the brain works and why we think the way we do. And then I followed actually another passion of mine, which is engineering. I'm very technical, and I love engineering. But again, it's like, how do things work? You know, what makes the world tick? You know, and so I studied physics and biology and animal behavior because I love the animals. I still do. and along the way, being infinitely curious, I realized that, you know, there are things that science doesn't explain. And I was so curious about this thing called intuition, this magic, this, like, how is it that you know things like that? How can you get the you know, these epiphanies, the right answer, knowing when, you know, your loved one needs you because their life is in danger and you just arrive in the nick of time because something told you. And I was like, you know, this is really cool. I want to know how to do this. And so what I did was, like I always do, I just go out and research and I study. And I studied as much as I could. And I started out with science first. But science is very limited. And so I had started to go into areas of things like metaphysics. And, you know, because I figured, look, if I'm going to figure this out, I need to be open and I need to see everything that's out there. How does it work? And try to figure it out myself. And one of the things I started to see some parallels. Now, I have to begin with, back up a little bit and say, I never considered myself intuitive at all. I didn't think I was, I mean, some people are like, oh, I'm super intuitive. Right. You know, I have all this great gift and all, and I never thought I did. So I had to figure out how to do this from scratch, if it was possible to do.
Oh my gosh. And, I love that.
And so I did, I was just, so I actually went into, like I said, the science, but also the metaphysical science of it all. And I started to, I studied with different teachers. I read all the books and I started to see, oh my gosh, what these people are talking about is they're actually talking about the way the right side of the brain works in terms of psychophysiology. And I was fascinated because knowing from a science standpoint that, you know, we have what they call laterality. We have two brains in our head, and the two sides of our brain actually work and function in very different ways and that make up us and how we are and how we think and how we interact. And I started to see, oh, a lot of what they're talking about really is in the right side of the brain. Now, that doesn't mean that it doesn't take away from the magic of intuition. It just gives us a clue as to how intuition works and how, and if you put the two together, I started to realize, ah, okay, this is what people are doing. They are going back and forth between the two sides of the brain because the if I back up, explain this to you, the left side of the brain is all about thinking. It's the place where we identify with ourselves, our identity, our ego. And it's the logical side, the deduction side, the planning side. It's the side that goes, what should I do today? You know, should I do this or that? Well, this is better than that. It's the judgment side. It's the ego side. And excuse me. So, but the right side of the brain, now people say it's a creative side, but it's also the side that, thinks is in big picture. It notices, like for example, if you, and you know, I used this example before what you were talking about in the other session that you saw. If you walked into your bedroom and somebody moved something, your pillow or you know something on your nightstand, just maybe a little bit, and you go, there's something different in here. I can't place it right now. And then you realize, oh, that's what it is. Somebody moved something on my nightstand that wasn't supposed to be there. That's your right brain telling you that. It's not your left brain because the left brain is very sequential and it has to analyze everything. So, so I started to realize, oh, what, that's that, somebody walks in and there's something wrong. There's something different. It also is the side, the right side of your brain is also where we, seem to be connected to something beyond us. And that was also found by a neuroscientist who discovered this in her own experience when she had a stroke in the left side of her brain and she realized she had this like, you know, bigger awareness. So, you know, you put those two together and you start to see there is valuable information in the right side of her brain, which is intuition. And it's defined as knowing without knowing how you know it.
Oh my gosh, I love that so much, especially the part where you said you did not consider yourself intuitive because there are people that say, when I was 5 years old, I remember, right? Yes. Or in my teens, I developed this, or my mom was, and so I was kind of
right. I always knew what people were thinking, or I knew, that, you know, I knew that something was going to happen before it did. And no, I didn't have any of that.
So there's hope for those of us who
there is, and that's why I do this, because there
is. I love it. Yeah. And so one thing that comes to mind, and I would love to hear your perspective on this, because I'm not sure if you're familiar with the Enneagram, but that is a tool that I use a lot, understanding more about your personality and everything. And do you feel like this, the tendency to being more intuitive or not has to do with somebody's personality type? Because when you were talking about your background, scientific, I want to know everything, the sequence, the rhyme and reason, that being somebody more left-brained-ish, and so that intuition is not, doesn't come as naturally as opposed to the more artistic, the more musical, impulsive. That's another word that came to mind as you were talking, because the analytical people are not very impulsive because they need to understand and investigate everything. Whereas the others that are, you know, more, let's see where it takes me and I will experiment and see where it goes. Tell me more about this personality and what do you think?
I get it. I think that, and I love the Enneagram, by the way. I think it's nice. So cool. So I'm an Enneagram 3, by the way.
Oh, me too!
So, yay! Okay, so we get each other.
Yes.
So I think there are a couple things. I think number one is, you know, and I guess there's the Myers-Briggs, and there are all these different personality tests. And if you think that, you know, you score this way on one thing, that means you're either intuitive or not. And I don't think, first of all, I've discovered that there is... Everybody's intuitive.
Okay.
Everyone. And it doesn't matter what your personality test is or whether you're an artist or you're, you know, a mathematician.
Okay.
It's not dependent upon that. But what I will say is that I think in the beginning, if you're not terribly focused on using your intuition, that people who are more creative or who are more maybe impulsive or are open to information that they're getting from what we would say the right side of their brain are going to be more aware that, you know, maybe it'll come into their consciousness, their awareness, and they can respond to it. And oftentimes they do. And that's why they seem to be more intuitive. And that's really the basis for all of this, is that we are all equally intuitive. It's just a matter of how aware you are of it and what it is. So people who are, it's more like this. It's people who are thinking and criticizing and judging them, you know, all the time, or they have a very busy mind that's talking and they respond to themselves, you know, and more, you know, focused on that rather than being open, you know, less open to things outside or things that they are in their environment or other things that are happening rather than the chatter. Yeah, they're, it's a little harder for them to hear. Now, I'm that kind of person. I'm a very intellectual person, so my mind is always going. So what you can do is you can learn ways to hear and be aware of the other side or be aware of what your intuition is. So sometimes it's a feeling and sometimes it's a phrase or a word that pops in your head. Now, if you're a very judgmental, talky person who's talking in your head, something might pop in your head and you're going to go, oh, you know, don't do that. Right. Mm. So, I'll give you a quick side story, which I don't want to go too far down that rabbit hole, but, long story short, my son was actually, this past weekend, he happened to be at the Cathedral of St. John the Divine, where there was an active shooter.
Oh my goodness.
And he was outside and he had gotten an urge to go in the cathedral. And, you know, they had a concert there. He was there and they were talking about, you know, if you want to go in, you can. And he was trying to decide, you know, he's like, oh yeah. First of all, urge feeling was, yes, I want to go in. And then he thought, you know, I've got all this work to do. I got to go home. I don't have time for this. I got to go to the store. I should just, you know, I should go home. So his thinking mind is talking to him, but he got this urge again that he really wanted to go inside, that it was drawing him. And so like, okay. And so he followed the urge. And just after he walked inside the cathedral, the shooting started.
Wow.
Thank God he's okay. Everything's fine. You know, he was able to get away and home to safety. And the shooter was nabbed by the police. But so everything is fine. But the thing is that he was aware of that, this urge. At the same time, even though his thinking mind was saying, don't go, right? So there's a very clear distinction between the thinking mind and the feeling. Mm. And now most of us will just talk ourselves out of things, or we get a feeling, or we have a word that pops in, or phrase, you know, go talk to that person, or go right, don't go left.
Mm-hmm.
And we just ignore it.
Yeah.
Because it's like, well, why should I do that?
Right. It's the second guessing.
And that's what we start to learn when we learn how to develop our intuition, is to pay attention to those things, gain the experience. Well, there are a few things. Number one is, what are the ways we can experience intuition so that we can look for them? And then the second thing is, how do we get our intuition to happen when we want, so we can work with it? Mm. And then we practice that and we practice the experience of it. And you can do it very deliberately through good intuition exercises. And then when you start to know, oh, that's that voice again. That's that feeling again.
Right.
That's intuition. That's how you develop it. That's how you actually become more intuitive.
Right.
And it's gotten to the point where it has brought us, I mean, one of the things, you know, we were looking for an apartment for my son. We ended up getting the most amazing place that actually not only was everything that each of us wanted, which we weren't finding anywhere after looking at dozens and dozens of apartments. There was one that came along and my intuition said, this is it. This is the one. And it wasn't even for sale.
Oh, goodness.
And it turned out to be better than anything we could have ever dreamed of. All the things we wanted and more. And we got it for a price that was less than the other places we were looking for. So when you are aware of it, when you know, because I heard it pop in my head and I was like, oh, that's it. Hmm. Then you follow it and things open up for you. But those are the epiphanies. Those are the amazing things that people say intuition brings.
Yeah.
So it could be done. I learned how to do it. You can too.
Right. On purpose and intentionally, not just have it happen when it happens, because once you recognize it, then you can tap into that.
That. And you can actually make it happen on demand. That's the name of my book, by the way. You can actually make it, not only do you experience it when it comes, but also you can make it happen.
Okay.
And that's even more fun and that's more exciting.
Yes,
as well.
Totally. And I would love for you to share briefly, if you can, tips or the exercises. But before, something that came to mind as you were talking, because we covered the personalities. And I remember one of my members in my membership, in the Empowered Women School, she works with intuition too. She is like a Reiki master and works with things like this. She mentioned thinking about the left and right side of the brain as the masculine and feminine energy. And something that I wanted to ask you is, women are known, I guess, or they are labeled as being more intuitive, women's intuition, or even when you say mom's intuition, we know what's happening. why is that? What do you make of that?
I love that question. There's actually a biological answer to that.
Okay. Ooh.
It's a biological fact that women's right brains are a little larger than their left.
Oh my gosh. I didn't know that.
And yes, just slightly. and it's not that way in men. and I believe it's also more innervated, where the two sides of our brain are a little more. So we have a bundle of nerves that connect both sides of the brain. And I think what I had remembered is that in women, that connection, there are more nerves in it than there are in men. So that's interesting. So women are. You know, that's one thing. I am going to surmise that one of the things that helps us be nurturers and be, you know, and that's totally biological. I mean, I think, you know, there's very, very clear distinctions between men and women. And one of them is that we are the nurturers. We are the mothers.
Yeah.
We're moms. And that there is a need for that mother's instinct. Mm. Right?
Right, to protect.
To protect and to nurture, you know, you know, is my baby sick? Is my baby, you know, okay? Is my child all right? You know, should I take them to the doctor? Are they, you know, are they faking it?
Yeah.
You know, is it, what's wrong with it? Right. I know. You know, that's the nature of being a nurturer. Men, on the other hand, you know, from a biological standpoint, the males are there to defend. They're to get, you know, they're provide. Mm-hmm. And that's their main biological drive.
Mm-hmm.
Do they need intuition? Yeah, they could use it. But it's probably a little bit more, you know, it's more masculine. So it's a little more gross actions, not subtle actions.
Right.
So I think that, you know, in a very broad stroke, that's probably why women are more intuitive. And that's good. You can lean into that as a woman.
Yes, definitely. Oh, I love that. And to segue into specific ways to become more aware, like you were saying, and especially since you focused your training for my membership for business decisions, and it could be for any decision, but mm-hmm. in knowing, you know, am I supposed to partner up with this person? Am I supposed to hire this person? All these little things that we mm-hmm. need to do as business owners, and being able to tap into that would be amazing. So mm-hmm. what are some of your tips or little exercises and things that people can start leaning into right now?
Okay. There are a couple things. The first thing is, I think, you know, what we had talked about, for your group, in terms of just broadly, is that it's not like we use intuition and then we use thinking and that we use them separately for different purposes, and you use them both together. God gave you both, you know, two sides of your brain. You're supposed to use both of them at the same time, you know, so, yes. or at least in tandem, let's put it that way.
Okay.
So, that's why, as we were discussing, when you make a decision or as you're, for business, you want to use both sides. You don't want to just go without your thinking. It's like, you're not going to, if you want a plumber, you're not going to Google, you know, electrician, you're going to Google plumber, because mm-hmm. that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
So you want to use both, and that's key. So you're going back and forth and you're checking with your intuition. That's a big thing for people to understand. Cause some people think, oh, I have to use my intuition when I get to the end or for the big final decision. And it's not, you're using it for the little things as well. So that's one thing. The second thing is, for everybody who wants to start with their intuition and being able to make it useful for them, is you have to understand what it is. So, and that is all boils down to, for you and at me and everybody else, is how do I recognize it? Mm-hmm. How do I know it's there? And the way you do that is through what I call the intuition characteristics. They're very key characteristics that are consistent and everybody has. And when you know what those are, it's easier for you to look for them. Mm-hmm. So, for example, one characteristic is that intuition is never super wordy. Okay. And the reason why is because language is in your left brain. Mm-hmm. So that's why when people have strokes in their left side of their brain, they have trouble talking mm-hmm. often, right? They may have trouble speaking or understanding language, depending on where the stroke is, but that's the language center in the right side, in the left side of the brain. So your intuition is not going to say, watch out, you shouldn't be going down there. There's danger. You're going to run off the cliff. It's not going to say that. It'll just say, stop mm-hmm. or don't go. Mm-hmm. And it'll be neutral and it'll be repetitive and it'll be subtle. Okay. It'll just be there and go away. So those are some of the characteristics. I actually have a list of seven of them for your audience. If they want, they can go to lisakintuition.com and sign up. And there are two things you would get there, is how to make decisions, you know, how to make better decisions with your intuition. It's just kind of an overview. And also along with that, you get the seven characteristics of intuition to get you started. So those are some of the things you can do first. I think you asked about an exercise that people can do. Okay. So the most important thing about an intuition exercise is to do something where you can validate that your intuition worked.
Okay.
So sitting in nature is not an exercise, not
okay.
an intuition exercise. Grounding yourself or meditating is not an intuition exercise.
That's great to know, because lots of people kind of equal that. And that's what I was saying before we started recording mm-hmm. is that's why I love the explanation of the brain, because at least for me, and in so many ways for many people, when you think intuition, you think, let me sit and wait for hours in silence until this mm-hmm. thing comes. And you are telling us that that is not how it is at all.
You'll be waiting a long time. And you're going to like, I don't know what I'm waiting for. What do I do?
Yeah. Which means it's a lot simpler than most of us think. And that's why we miss it, because we tend to overcomplicate
it. It is because, and part of that is because I think people don't, you know, I haven't found anybody else who really gives you a good method to work on your intuition, as if you're working on a skill, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you're learning how to play tennis, you're going to get a basket of balls and you're going to learn how to do a forehand, and you're going to do it over and over again. And you're going to know whether you're doing that forehand right, because you're going to see where the ball goes.
Yeah.
right? Does it go into the next court properly? Did it go out of the court? Mm-hmm. Did it stay in the box or not? So you need validation. You need, yes. Is it working? So intuition exercises are ways that you can do, you can validate that it works. So, and it's knowing without knowing how you know it. How did I know that? I don't know how. So for example, one of the things you can do is you can ask your intuition, and that's how we trigger it. We ask it, mm-hmm. Tell me what my husband had for lunch today if you weren't with them, right? Or maybe your best friend or you're not with them. And then see what pops in your head. And you'd be surprised. And this is the thing that I love about teaching intuition, because I watch my students get the most amazing information because it really does work. Mm. And so, but the thing is, you can validate what came to you, whether you were right or not, because you can ask your friend, so what did you have?
Okay.
And then you can see how it came to you, whether it's like, oh, I got that right. I saw, she said she had pasta, and I saw a plate of spaghetti just popped in my head. I saw that. So that was one way it comes to you. An image pops into your head. So now, by conversely, a bad example of an exercise like that would be to ask your intuition, say, what's your favorite, singer had. Okay. for lunch today. Okay. Now, unless you actually know them and you can call them and check to see if you're right or not, it's not good, because you can't validate it. You don't know.
Okay.
So that's the key. Here's another one, which might be a tad easier. So if you were driving on the street, or you're in a car and you're behind a car in front of you, and you can ask your intuition, where's that car going to go? If you're on the highway, when are they going to get off? Are they going to stay with me the whole time? Or when are they going to exit? Will I get off first? Or you could do that when you're in an elevator, if you don't see what people push, right? Mm-hmm. Where are they going to get off? Because you can validate it.
Right.
You can see. And you're going to find that somehow we know this, and we don't know how we know these things, but we do. And, it's like, I have a feeling. So this is what I do. So if I'm on the highway and I'm behind somebody, I'll say, I wonder where is that person going to get off? Usually it's when I'm behind somebody who's really slow and it's annoying.
Great.
It's like, when are they going to get off? And I will imagine myself continuing down the road in my mind, and I'll either see what I feel like. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, as I'm imagining it, I'll feel like I'm going maybe faster at a certain point past it. I'm speeding up after this exit. Oh, maybe that's where they're going to turn off. I'll see an image in my mind. I'll see the exit where they're going to turn off. Mm-hmm. So those are different things that, you can work with intuition and practice.
I love how simple it is and how fun of a little challenge it is. I love stuff like this because I love challenges. Knowing type 3, you know that.
Yes.
So if it's a challenge and if it's like a little
game.
Well,
that's good.
Yeah, I love that.
Because you want to keep working at it. And that's what you have to do. You have to keep practicing. It's like every other skill. You have to practice a lot. Yeah.
Oh, that's such an amazing tip. I love that. And I'll make sure and put the links in the show notes so that people can sign up for your freebie.
Right, so people know what to look for. Right.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Amazing. Well, before we wrap up, I wanted to do my little rapid fire questions, like I had mentioned to you, and see what your intuition shows you, since it's going to be fast. You don't have too much time to think.
Sure.
So first thing is, notice yourself. What comes to mind?
Oh, my face.
Beautiful.
A face, yeah.
Face. Listen to yourself.
Music.
Forgive yourself.
Happiness.
Yes. And empower yourself.
Satisfaction.
Beautiful. And last one, transform yourself.
A new life.
Aw, beautiful. And all of those things can be achieved if we learn to listen to our intuition, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Lisa. This is amazing. I can't wait for people to listen to this and to connect with you and learn more about this.
Well, thank you.
Because you're
thanks
amazing.
So much for having me. It was fun.
Yeah, thank so you. Fun. Thank you.
I hope now you get why I said you're welcome in the intro of the episode. Wasn't this just such amazing information? Don't forget to connect with Lisa. All the links are in the show notes, and I can't wait to hear your feedback. Let me know if you're going to start trying some of the exercises that she suggested. I have been ever since we recorded this episode, and it's been so fun to increase my self-awareness and pay closer attention to myself. You know, I love that kind of stuff. Anyway, Happy New Year, and until next time, bye.